How's it going, guys? I haven't seen you guys in a while.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good. So we got some of our media members here, and they're gonna take it away. I'll just call on them to ask you some questions, and we'll get
Sounds
going.
good.
So, Amy, I see your hands up. Why don't you go ahead and start us off?
Thanks so much. First simple question for you is just how good did it feel to get out there and play a game tonight?
Oh my God, it's been so long. It's been such a long process these past few months, and to finally get out there in my first game felt pretty surreal, honestly. I mean, when I got down here, I wasn't sure if they're gonna kind of keep me out for a week, make sure I got my legs under me down here and make sure I was ready. But I mean, I felt really good when I got down here, and Scott had a lot of confidence in me to put me in right away too, and I felt great tonight. I mean, the first few shifts were definitely trying to shake a little bit of rust off and get my legs under me, like I said. But once I got going there, I felt really good actually. And as I go on, I mean, hopefully I can get used as a more dominant role out there, and again, get more comfortable and make more of a difference.
Even on top of that, not only getting into your back into your first game, but you'll also get a point out of it tonight with that nice shot. Just how special is it for you to come back with such a positive experience your first game back?
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, to get on the board, that's obviously cool. But I mean, coming in tonight, I was just more focused on just the small details of my game. I mean, I worked so hard this summer on, should I say summer, but I mean, it was a full year since I played. But I just worked so hard on my skating and being strong on the puck and just those little details on the wall, making sure every puck got out and details in the corner, protecting the puck, making sure it gets in at the line too. So, those details, I definitely felt I was strong tonight, and to get that point again was just the icing on the cake.
Thanks, Isaac.
Thanks, Amy.
Next up, Joe, you have a question for Isaac?
Yes. Hi, Isaac. I was wondering, in your first game back, number one, how did it feel, 1 out of 10 out there in your first game back? And also, can you walk me through the play you were able to have that great wrist shot that Tanner McMaster was able to deflect for the goal, which was a big pivotal goal in this game, of course?
Well, 1 out of 10, just to be back on the ice, 10. I mean, it's just super exciting to be back out there. I mean, my emotions really carried me through the game. And if my body wasn't there fully yet, I mean, again, my brain was the one that was going to carry me through, just the excitement to be back out there. But, and again, on that goal there, I mean, I think we got pretty lucky there. Bounce went to Hoggy's stick, and he made a great play just to find me there. And Mac went right to the net, just like he should. And he was able to find a stick on it. And all I had to do was just get it on my stick and get it off quick, and everyone else did their jobs, and we came up on top on the board there.
Awesome. And then my last follow-up is you guys were able to show a lot of perseverance and fight in your first game back after a little bit of a sloppy second. You had a great closeout to the third. How did you grade the team's performance tonight and the comeback to be able to finally end the Hershey's point streak in PPL Center?
Yeah, I mean, the rivalry is obviously something we don't even have to mention. But yeah, the first period we came out strong. We dominated offensively, and we made sure that we came out and I mean kind of tried to shut down their offense. They're a fast team. They like to play on the puck hard, and they're definitely a go, go, go team. So we tried to shut that down as much as we could, and unfortunately let it slip a little bit in the second there. But we were good to come back, bounce back really quick in the third there, and really take over again and not give them too many more chances to get back in the game.
All right, Tony, you have a question for Isaac?
Yeah, hi, Isaac. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Tony. It's good to see you.
Just a little bit. Just what was the message going into that third period? I know it was a one-goal game at that point, but was Coach sort of looking for more urgency from you guys in that third period?
Yeah, I mean, we were still playing well up until that point. There was a couple mental lapses that we needed to take care of, but in the D zone, I think just a few minor details, making sure we're getting on the puck hard, making sure we're first to pucks, and in the offensive zone, just trying to control a little bit again. And again, that message was relayed, and everyone knew what we needed to do to close out that game and to come back in the third there too. So that's exactly what we did. We came back. We showed what this team is really made out of. We have a ton of skill and a ton of leadership on this team that was able to push us through that.
And then just a quick follow-up. Sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, sorry. you sort of talked a little bit about the perseverance. I know that the power play gave up some shorthanded goals tonight, but what did you think about the 5-on-5 play? It seemed like throughout the contest, you guys had the better of the 5-on-5 play, and then ultimately in the third, it paid off for you.
Yeah, the special team stuff is stuff we can always work on in practice. I mean, whether it's, I mean, just controlling the puck, making the right plays, and just snapping the puck around as much as we can to make sure we get it to the net. But when we can control that 5-on-5 play, the majority of the game is going to be in our hands. And the fact that we did that tonight made it, a big bonus for us. It made it easier for us to take out that that win at the end. And like you said, I mean, it's a big part of the game. So, I mean, when we can come out dominant in the 5-on-5 game, there's a slim chance that we're going to lose.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony.
Bob Rotruck, you have a question?
Yes, thank you. Isaac, good to see you, sir.
Good to see you too, Bob.
I hear fractured rib and punctured lung, and I think that sounds absolutely brutal. I've never had that happen to me before. I don't know what you can tell us about the injury and what happened in the process in returning. When I hear those injuries, for you to be back in almost roughly 2 months or something, that's a lot faster than maybe I would expect. So tell me about having a fractured rib and a punctured lung and having two surgeries for that, I guess.
Well, I tell you, it wasn't fun at all. I can mention that for free, but I pray that no one else has to go through that. But the process itself was long, but I had so many people taking care of me and so many people looking after me, and so many people that were able to help me push the process forward so quickly too, and make sure that I was back to full shape, back healthy again, and make sure that something like this would never happen to me again. But it was a fluke injury. It was very unfortunate in the timing when it was coming in, but like I said, I'm just glad to be here again. And I'm so thankful for everyone on the Flyers staff that helped me out. Especially, Jimmy McCrossin was, my angel at that point through that whole time. I mean, he was doing everything he could for me, and I can't thank him enough. But again, just the return to play here, finally getting back and to the game tonight. I mean, I can't just help and think about my family and all my friends back home who are just, supporting me that whole time, making sure I was keeping my head held high, making sure I was still working hard to get back into shape and get back here again. But all the people that helped me out, I can't thank them enough. And they're the reason I'm sitting here right today.
This injury happened in one of the skates somewhere before training camp, like somewhere around Christmas or something, I believe.
Yeah, I think it was New Year's Eve that it happened. I mean, it was a fluke at the time. I didn't think really much of it.
It didn't hurt you that bad, really? You don't think?
I was uncomfortable at the time when it happened, and it was just one that got progressively worse and worse. And again, with the collapsed lung, that was just something that kind of throughout the day just got worse and worse. And of course, I started to feel it more and more. And again, that's when I can't thank Jimmy McCrossin enough for looking after me in that situation, and knowing exactly what to do and exactly what I needed. So, I mean, he was my savior there, and I can't thank him enough.
Well, Jimmy's a good guy, and everyone says all the best things about him. You talked about staying in shape over this offseason to kind of have it kind of taken away a little bit in that injury on New Year's Eve. I've also been informed maybe you've put on a little bit of muscle over the last 11 months or so, a little extra muscle coming into the season.
I'm trying to get out of the stick figure mode now. I'm trying to get into the beast. I went this way already. Now it's time to go this way. So, yeah, this summer, I mean, the extended off season, that's all that was about. I mean, just putting on muscle, and talking with the Flyers training staff, I mean, with Dan Warnke up there and Dan Mines down here as well. A lot of that stuff, they weren't really worried about, necessarily all the things that, just putting all the calories in my body. They know that's going to come with maturity, with age, and as I move on here. But like I said, I got a great trainer and Mitch Stewart back home, and he did a great job this summer at helping me out to make sure I was going to stay in shape that whole time. And whenever that return to play was going to happen, he was going to make sure I was ready to go and at my peak shape. And he pushed me forward a lot this summer. So I'm very thankful for him too.
Real quick, I wanted to follow up before we let you go. I know we're running long here, but last season you made such strides in your game from the beginning of the year to the end. And now you're focused on just getting back and you're ready to go. You know, what are the emotions like for you when you find out, well, you're going to be out for a couple of months or however many weeks this is going to take? I mean, you're ready to hit the ground running this season after the longest offseason that hockey's ever had. And then this happens to hold you up even further, and you don't even know how long that's going to be.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like I said, it wasn't very fun at all, but I had so many people supporting me, and I didn't want to get down on myself in the situation at all. I mean, it was a fluke injury, and as soon as you get down on yourself in that type of situation, that's when you're going to go south too. So, like I said, I had so many people supporting me, so many people making sure I was keeping a strong head on my shoulders, and I just wanted to go in, and honestly, I got to take the positives out of it. I got to spend a lot of time around the Flyers too, and around a lot of those old veteran guys too, and kind of see what their day-to-day life is like. And no surprise, found out I liked it a lot. So I want to get back up there as soon as possible and make sure that I can stick up there. But again, just want to stay as healthy as possible from now on out. And again, I can't be thankful enough for everyone that's kind of supported me through this.
Well, I thought you looked good out there, you know, for first game back. I didn't know what to expect, but you were moving pretty well.
Thanks a lot.
Well, welcome back. I mean, I can tell your emotions are pretty genuine here. This is a special moment. So congratulations.
Thanks so much, Bob. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Isaac, we're going to take one more question. I see that Amy has her hand up again. So let's take a question from her and then we'll let you go.
Of course.
Thank you so much. I actually just had one more follow-up for you, Isaac. Actually, something that you said in your answer to my question reminded me of something very similar that you had said one of the times that I spoke with you last season. You were talking about, you know, the facing the adversity, going through the growing pains of a young player, you know, going up, coming down, and focusing on those small details of your game. And you went right back to that immediately tonight, working on your skating, working on your play along the boards, things of that nature. Can you just talk a little bit about, you know, that's a really hard mental part of the game for a lot of young players to grasp. And you seem every single year to have gotten a good grasp on that already. Can you talk a little bit about what grounds you like that you're able to kind of view things in a long game perspective and focus on the little details that are going to get you back to the NHL?
Well, the communication's a big part of it, whether it's with my teammates, with my coaches, or with the Flyers training staff. They know that I when they draft me, I was going to be a project. And I have a lot of great tools that I can bring to the game, but I mean, I can't do much about it if I don't build on those again. And a big part of it is a confidence thing too. I mean, coming out here this year, I know I got a lot stronger and faster as well too. And now I just got to focus on controlling the game a little bit more, holding onto the puck in those situations and making sure I'm making plays before I'm just throwing the puck away. And again, it's like I said, it's a long process, and that communication is a huge part. And as long as I have that avenue, knowing that, you know what, it's going to take time. I'm going to get there at some point, but I mean, there's a lot of people helping me out in this situation too, that are pushing me to get there. And they have a lot of faith and a lot of trust in me. And again, vice versa too. I have a lot of trust in them as well.
Excellent. Thank you. Great attitude.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, Isaac, thank you so much for your time. Yeah, we're good with you. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
See you guys.